My friends and YouTube family, happy Thanksgiving. And from my family to yours, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the support that you've shown this channel over the last year. As much as it's been a gift for you, it's been an incredible gift for me. And today I want to give you a little gift. I want to share with you the secret power of Thanksgiving and the secret to having everything that your heart desires. And it's simple. It's as follows. If you ever want to receive anything from God, don't ask Him for it. Instead, give Him thanks for everything you have already received. Consider the following example. For those of you that are parents, suppose you have a child that is constantly asking and asking and asking. After a while, wouldn't it drive you a little crazy? Now consider the opposite. Imagine if you had a child that was always thanking you for everything that you gave them, thanking you for this, thanking you for that. You probably don't even have a child that does that. Imagine that. If a child was constantly giving thanks to you, what would you do? Wouldn't you pour out even more graces on them, more gifts, more everything? You would be so grateful to their gratitude that you would give them whatever they want. That's how we should be with God. Today on Thanksgiving, I don't know what the world is giving thanks for. Whatever that is, we should be different. We should direct our gratitude to God. And I actually have an example of this from the life of the Blessed Mother, from the book, The Mystical City of God. Listen to this. Now, this takes place just after the baptism of Jesus. To the mysterious power and effects of the baptism of Christ was moreover added the efficacy of his words and instructions confirmed by the wonder of his miracles. On this account, more disciples and followers soon gathered around Christ than around St. John, in fulfillment of the words of the Baptist, that Christ must grow while he must be diminished. At the baptisms of the Lord, his most holy mother ordinarily was present, and she beheld all the great results of this regeneration in the favored souls. With the same gratitude as if she herself were receiving the benefits of the sacrament, she gave thanks for them, breaking forth in canticles of praise and exercising heroic virtues as a thank offering to the author of them. Thus, in all these wonderful activities, she gained for herself incomparable and unheard of merits. In the mystical city of God, when you look up the word gratitude, you constantly see this theme of the ingratitude of men and the gratitude that God desires. On this day, the entire day, thank God for everything, for every little thing that you've gone through over the past year, for every good and bad thing. This will not only deepen your knowledge of all the things that He's given you, but it will draw merits down upon you as well as other gifts. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.